So, Matt, a question I have is that you're from obviously you're like an engineer, and you're mentioning all these things that kind of are engineering based, like you the these patterns you were putting out to describe things, and then the way you're writing is very mathematical. Do you think that that kind of aids the songwriting, or does that kind of detract from creativity at all?
Well, I think it keeps me organized. I like to be very organized and know exactly what goes where. I really struggle with what I call the artsy fartsy part of it of lyrics that don't sound overly cheesy.
Emotions.
Yeah, I don't have emotions.
Okay.
I'm a robot, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
But to me, chords make more sense and harmonies, and I can paste that better together than the lyrical aspect of it. So sometimes I'll look at the lyrics to my song and like, what? Where'd I come up with that?
Which is funny because he'll bring a song to us and be like, "Oh man, that is deep," and I'll love something about it, and he'll be like, "I don't even know what that means." Like, what are you talking about? This is so great.
Yeah, sometimes just the rhythm of the words or the way things fit together, you know, sections of words together to me sound better than the actual meaning.
The assonance.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't say it detracts. It's just a certain, I guess, style.
So from your guys' perspective, how does those two kind of styles, not necessarily clashing, but collaborating?
Yeah, I think each song has a different feel as far as adding different parts to it. Matt has more of a idea, like you said. And for recording, it was especially difficult for me because I was playing songs a certain way, and a tendency in our band is to not really know what the other person's playing. And so when recording time came, it was like very scrutinized. And so both Dan and Matt actually
we were
both critiqued my parts heavily, and I was like, oh my gosh. I drove to Mike's basement.
Cut. Yeah. Cut,
and,
cut.
And I spent all this time recording with him. He saw it sound good, and then the guys kind of have the trump
baggage
card.
Is really coming out.
Yeah, this
great.
Is
great.
Yeah, so that was not my favorite part of recording. But,
sorry, Steve.
Yeah, but that's okay. I think in the end, it's helped me to grow as a guitarist to kind of please them.
We kind of have a unspoken rule if you wrote the song, you call the shots.
Yeah.
Okay.
So people can come up with parts, but you can nix them because it's kind of your baby.
Okay, yeah.
And it's sort of the way you respect, you know, someone's emotional effort or non-emotional effort.
Right, robot effort.
Robot effort. And like,
don't play that.
But it definitely, I mean, Matt and I write most of the songs, and Troy wrote occasionally. Steve hasn't brought something to the table in this band.
I forgot where the table was.
Yeah. So, but we're also kind of open to everybody writing. Like, we're not really, in fact, that takes the pressure off of Matt and I.
Yeah,
someone
Jacob.
Else would just... Write a song, Jacob.
Just one.
Just one.
So,